Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
When the world is calling, getting there starts here. With over 55 nonstop destinations, including Montreal, and 20 nonstop flights a day to New York City, travel from Columbus is closer than you think. Start your trip at flycolumbus.com.
The Burt Show.
I was raised being told that no weapon formed against you shall ever prosper. But every once in a while, a couple of them weapons start prospering.
Couple of them slip through.
So, because a couple of them slipped through, and that definitely happened in this process. This is one of the hardest things I've ever done, but also one of the most fulfilling. So I am here to inspire. That's what I hope my journey will do. But my studio that I've been building and working on since December is finally complete. My podcast In the Moment, which is under Burt's Network Pioneer, is officially back, and the first episode releases today.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
So exciting.
Thank you. Yes. So this journey started for me back in December, early December. My lady actually came to me and she noticed a lot of the things that I was going through. And she was like, you know what? I think you should build a studio. Like, I think you have reached a point in your life when you should start investing in yourself and we should help you do that. And I was like, okay. And it was one of those moments when I realized how pivotal it is. It is so important to pick the right partner because, you know, the way that the way that she inspires me and the way that she constantly is forcing me to keep my game up and step my game up. It's a beautiful thing because it honestly was something I didn't even really consider.
Yeah. You want to be with somebody that one, accepts you for who you are because we all have flaws and we all have faults and that's okay. But also you want somebody who's going to elevate you, who's going to make you the best version of yourself in spite of your said flaws and faults.
1,000%. And so I went to my guy Key with the idea and he was like, I'm all in. So we were a team, the three of us, and we decided to start this journey. And I knew it would be hard. I knew it wouldn't be easy. I knew it would have its hiccups. Now, it's funny because we did everything ourselves, which that was the beautiful thing about it. Like, my lady has an eye for set design and things like that. Key and I do not. That's not our expertise. But his expertise is cameras and lighting. I'm pretty good with microphones and things of that nature. So we just all came together, pieced it together one by one with what we knew. And we did everything on our own, even like the mounting of the TVs, things like that. I'm decent in that area. But the only place I struggled where I had to ask for outside help, which I should have went to Bart, as you said last time, was we hired a guy to come in and do the sign. And this guy 1,000% tried to get over on us. And now I know. Because initially, when the sign came in, there's a lot of wires, obviously, because the sign changes colors. It can be any color. So we asked him to just basically put up the sign, run the wires through the wall, center it with the fireplace. That's what we asked him to do. When he did it initially, it seemed to have been working just fine, right? But this is where it was our fault because the sign needed to be lowered. So at that point, I was like, I don't think we should do it ourselves because he should know his own work. He did it. Mm-hmm. Let's bring him back in to, you know, to lower the sign, which he did. But the problem was he was in there for about 30 minutes and I knew it was a job that should have been 1, 2, 3. And once I saw him take his hoodie off and he was in his T-shirt, I said, something not right. And so at that point, he puts the sign up. But now the sign does not change colors anymore. It just gives you one color.
And that is?
Pink.
Mm-hmm. So, which is your signature color.
Right. Of course. Right. So then I'm like, what happened? Like, it worked the first time. And then he's like, well, I'm not an electrician. And I'm like, okay, you decided to tell me that now. Mm. Cool. So he leaves, and then we're like, you know what? We did everything else on our own. I'm going to do this on my own, too. We'll figure it out. So I end up taking the sign down, speak to the people we got the sign from, and that I realized that what he did, when the sign comes, like when you take it out the package for the first time, it gives you the instructions.
Yeah.
It has all of the letters written out. You connect D with D, A with A, you know, and he did that. But he didn't label it. Like when he took the sign down, he should have relabeled it so he knew where to put each wire. He did not do that. He did not mention that he did not do that. So technically, the sign not working had nothing to do with the sign. It was 1,000% him. So once we figured that out, got it back up, repainted, put it all together, I reached out because at that point I was confused as to what I paid for. Mm-hmm. I'm like, we paid you twice, and the second time you came, you actually broke everything, And then he didn't respond. So I said, all right, at this point, all we can do is leave a bad review, because what else are we going to do? We got the guy from like Thumbtack or one of those, you know, one of those apps or whatever. So once we put the bad review, immediately, we get a response. And he's like, if you take the review down, I'll give you a full refund. Which told me, like, okay, cool.
He knew.
But you knew.
Yeah.
You knew the entire time that you got over on us and you were going to try to just ignore us. But that review was stern. And I think my point was felt. And so we're like, all right. So then we go to remove the review. You can't. They don't let you remove the review. So I'm like, all right.
Probably because of instances like this, because you want people to know who they're hiring. And if they're paying people off not to leave bad reviews, well, then you're just going to get a schmuck showing up at your house not knowing what they're doing.
1,000%, right? Because now it's a question of morals, right? I don't want to lie about this review, but I also want my money back because we paid them a nice penny. So it kind of upset me, because then it made me feel like, hold up. So we're only getting a refund based off if we can remove this review, not based off of the fact that you did horrible work and actually broke what we asked you to fix.
Yeah.
Cool. We figure out we can edit the review.
Uh-huh.
We can't remove it. So we edited it to say the first part was accurate, but he did fix it. He did come around and make it right.
Mm-hmm.
And then he sent us the refund immediately. So at that point, I was like, all right, even the hiccup that we had that seemed like it was going to cost us a lot of money, we got that fixed and we were able to fix all of the other little kinks. And it was just like, it was a surreal moment knowing that me, my best friend and my lady really set out on this journey to make this happen. And as you're going through it, there's so many times when you're like, is this the right decision? Is this actually going to work out? You know, all of this investing that I'm doing, but I got my favorite people in the world doing it with me. And so to finally sit down with my guy and create the first episode and everything to go as well as it did, for it to look the way it does, sound the way it does, I'm proud of us. I'm really proud that we came together and made this work. And yeah, I'm super excited about where this journey will go.
And it looks so good. If you haven't been to Mo's Instagram yet, like, this is quality. This ish is quality. I was like, where did this come from?
You were one of the first people to comment, and I really appreciate it, Abby. It's exciting, man. We made it work. We made it do what it do.
And the first episode is out today?
Today. It was out at 5 a.m., so you can download it now wherever you get your podcast.
The Burt Show.
Our producer, Kaylee, is going to brag on his wife here in just a second. If you want to brag on your wife, call us up, 1-855-BIRCHO, 855-237-8746. All right, if you guys had to guess which state is the best for women, which state are you going to choose?
The state of unconsciousness.
Very funny. So I'm going to give you the parameters, okay? So analysts at the personal finance website Wallet Hub have compared all 50 states and Washington, D.C. to see which ones are generally best suited for women. So in their study, they use two primary dimensions, women's economic and social well-being and women's healthcare and safety. They had a specific grading point system, and they had the median earnings, the health policies and access, even female homicide rates. They took everything into consideration, and you could get a score out of 100. There was one state that got a score of 77.22. Which state do you think is the best according to these parameters for women?
Wow, I have no idea. Let's go California.
No, didn't even crack the top 10.
Yeah, and the taxes there, like, you can't afford anything when they're taxing you like 75%.
That makes sense.
I feel like it's got to be kind of an obscure state. Like, I feel like it's going to be like Vermont or something, because the homicide rates are really low there.
Vermont is number 7.
Okay, but I'm going to go with Illinois.
Illinois is not in the top 10.
Texas.
Texas is not in the top 10.
Maine.
Maine is number 6. You're getting closer.
Okay, is
Rhode
it a
Island.
Not in the top 10.
Is it a New England state?
It's, yes, it is.
New Hampshire.
No.
Connecticut.
No.
Massachusetts.
Yeah.
All right.
Good.
Massachusetts.
We got you.
Better than Dirty Jurs. Okay.
Yeah, that's true.
Massachusetts takes the lead. Its ranking in women's health care and safety is the best in the U.S. In fact, Massachusetts has the lowest percentage of women without health care. Mm. All right. Now, if we have the best, we also have to have the worst. So which state do you think is the worst for women?
Oh. Florida.
No, this is easy. It's got to be like Alabama, Mississippi.
Mississippi's number 1.
Hey.
What's two?
Georgia?
Georgia's in the top 10. So as far as the worst states, because we love to focus on the negative rather than the positive, right? So let's crap on everybody. Coming in at number 10 is Missouri. Coming in at number 9 is Georgia. 8, West Virginia. 7, Wyoming. 6, Alabama. 5, Texas. 4, Louisiana. 3, Arkansas. You know, it's the South isn't really representing well for the ladies.
Not our Kansas.
2, Oklahoma. And then, like you said, number 1, Mississippi.
Well, dang, I don't want to live in Oklahoma or Mississippi anyway. So,
well, you're in Georgia, so you're just the 9th worst. So, yeah. All right, Kaylee, you want to brag on that beautiful wife of yours?
Yeah, but first I'd like to say how lucky my wife is by having me as a husband.
Talk that talk.
I'm just joking.
That's the purpose of this prank.
During Women's History Month?
Yeah.
Exactly. You know, no, I really do. I want to brag on her because I feel like I don't acknowledge the amount of stuff that she does and how she handles our household on a daily basis.
She's got her hands full. You guys have 3 kids.
Well, yeah, 3 kids, 3 dogs, fish, a bunny. I mean, there's a lot of heartbeats. There's just a lot of heartbeats. But, I mean, it's even more than that. I mean, she has her own spray tanning business. Mm-hmm. And
She sees me naked on the regular.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's a full-time. That's kind of a part-time job, I guess. But, you know, she just got a promotion. So now she is like product development and a purchaser for this pretty huge company headquartered here.
Yeah,
and that's a full-time job.
She told me as I was standing there naked in my kitchen that she had just got a promotion and like she has her own office now.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, product development and a buyer is a big deal. Mm-hmm. And I mean, this company has stores in Disney, I mean, all over. So, it's a big deal. And so, you know, and I guess like I don't on a daily basis acknowledge and probably see all that she does. And I mean, just that level of detail that she puts into everything, like the party you were just at.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, my daddy-daughter dance, like she handles all that stuff. And I just...
All the athletics. Your kids are have a lot of extracurricular activities and she keeps all of that stuff straight.
Yeah, I mean, I do put it...
I know you're not sitting the sidelines.
But yes, I mean, she does... I mean, she's head of the household. Right? I'm just there. I'm like another kid. So I...
All right, now here's... Speak directly to your lovely wife, Erin, and go ahead and gush on her.
Should I talk like I was ChatGPT from the 1830s?
I mean, okay. if it makes your heart happy.
No. My dearest Erin, I just wanted to say from this mountaintop, i.e. the radio, because that is my mountaintop, how much I love you and how much I do appreciate you and all you do every single day, every second of every day for the family, for our kids. And I know I don't tell you enough, but I love you so much, and I couldn't do it without you.
Aww. Well done. Aww.
Now go back to be your normal self now.
Okay, and you're still so lucky of a woman.
All right, Kelly wants to join you. Kelly, you would like to scream from the mountaintops. Go ahead, brag on your wife.
Hi, I just want to brag on my wife. She is amazing. I am calling from Lexington, Kentucky, hometown.
It's just a thing I just know.
It is now.
Okay.
She is one of the hardest working women that I know. She works a full-time job, has a full-time photography business, and today she is starting and launching her own cornhole league, and I am so beyond proud of her.
Aww.
And so proud to be her wife, and she's just a wonderful person, and woo! Go, Allison.
Go, Allison.
Go, Allison.
All right. See.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I feel good.
You should feel good.
Feel warm.
I hope she feels good. I hope she's getting her phone blown up right now.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
All right, we got to settle something here on the Burt Show because we got one person's side of the story and then we got a second person's side of the story. But now we need to get a third person's side of the story. First, we're going to let him reset the scene at Brunch Fest 2025. Please welcome Mikey to the mic.
I drank 15 beers. That's a whole lot of brew in one night.
I don't think you could have picked a better At Mike song, Mikey.
That might actually be Mikey.
Very good. Johnny Paycheck for you.
All right, so Mikey, set the scene. This past weekend, you're at Brunch Fest. What happened?
There's no simpler way to put it. I got ham sammed over there. Ham sammed at Brunch Fest. I went to Brunch Fest. They gave me as many mimosas as a man can take. And I acted a damn fool. I can't help it.
And how many mimosas can this man take?
It's hard to count, but
the limit does not exist.
It exists, apparently.
And then Jackson came in and shared his side of the story. Well, before we get to Jackson's, you said the most embarrassing part was towards the end when you were having a conversation with somebody and you were constantly calling her what?
An SOB.
Okay, go ahead.
That's what I've heard. I don't remember for sure, but that's the word on the street, is that I was calling everybody SOBs.
Okay.
But I think I was really coming at my boss with a bunch of SOBs.
Your boss here at the radio station. Because for those that don't know, as Tommy so kindly put in our show sheet that we read off of, and he's putting titles down, he has Mikey, the resident degenerate. So you do stuff for the Burr Show, but you also do stuff for our station here, Q99.7.
That's right.
And so you work in the promotions department over there.
Yeah, and I'm real buttoned up over there. I seem like a good guy.
Mm-hmm. And who do you report to?
I report to anybody who tells me to do anything.
But you do also report to the woman that is sitting to your left.
That's correct.
Hi.
All right, so we got Lore, who is the assistant PD of Q99.7. You also do middays.
I do.
After us.
Yep.
And welcome to Atlanta, because you moved here not that long ago.
Yes, December. I just got here,
So we wanted to know, and this might be a recurring segment that we start doing, because so often on the radio, you only get one side of the story, right? Mm-hmm. So you can have a little bit of a tainted, skewed view. But because we have both sides of the story in the building, we're like, all right, let's get Laura on and see if Mikey did or did not make an ass out of himself. So Laura, if you can just start from the beginning, when you encounter this individual and what transpired.
Sure. So I got there kind of late. I ran into Mikey over here in VIP.
Did he deserve to be a VIP, Laura?
You know, he maybe should have gotten cut off a little bit before I got there, but that's okay. You know, I was young in my 20s once too. It's fine.
VIP in this case stands for very inebriated person.
Absolutely. So, we were hanging out. It was very windy day. Just want to put that out there. So, this is important.
I didn't even know that.
The mimosas hit different in the windy day.
The mimosas were flying. Okay, literally the cups and the trays and the food and everything was flying all over. I'm just prefacing that. Okay.
Okay.
Because I don't think you embarrassed yourself. I really don't.
Ooh.
I think this story is more, I saved your life. And I deserve a thank you for that, because I don't think you'd be here without me.
Oh, no.
Do you not remember any of this?
Yeah.
No.
Wow.
I'm sorry, I don't.
The SOBs, I don't remember happening.
Okay.
I also had a couple mimosas. So, you know, that part might have happened, might have not. We're going to just leave that one on the table.
Okay.
But You were very eager to talk to me about a little promotion.
Oh, he went for it.
Like a promotion, he wanted to be promoted.
Do a little bit more, you know.
My God.
Yeah, that happens.
This is so much worse.
I said, you know, Mikey, you've had a couple drinks. Let's talk about it Monday. And he's like, no, I've been thinking about this all week. And I have to tell you now.
Gotta do it while that liquid courage is there.
The look on Mikey's face right now. Are you about to start crying?
I am sweating.
Your eyes are sweating.
This is the worst thing I've ever heard. I've never heard of myself talk like that ever.
Your girlfriend was also encouraging it, so I don't know.
That's how it normally goes.
She was in my ear and like, hey, ask for a promotion right now.
Yeah. Oh, so that all happened, which, you know, we'll talk later on that. But then, then we are walking to the car because, you know, it's time to leave. I forgot. There was last call and Mikey tried to bribe the bartender to only give him champagne.
Instead of OJ, he just wanted straight champagne.
He did not need anymore.
Anyway, trying to get to the point.
So then we start walking. We're all parked in the same area. He didn't drive, as far as I know.
I did not.
Okay.
Thank God.
Yeah. So we start walking to the car, and everyone's kind of just, I think, done with Mikey at this point. So they're all walking ahead, and me being, you know, the older, responsible adult, I'm like, I've been there before.
Yeah.
You got to take care of the young. So I'm walking behind, making sure everyone's good. And I kid you not, first goes the cookies that were in his hand on the ground.
Oh, yeah, I got a bunch of banana bread.
Oh, it was banana bread.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Then the leaning starts.
No.
Then, he's at a 90-degree angle here, and there is a car coming.
Oh.
Like, probably had a couple mimosas themselves.
So, like,
you know?
If you were a golf ball, his whole body just shanks himself, and he starts skewing over to the right.
Yep. And I had to go... Skirt.
Oh no!
Grabbed him right out of the road and saved your life.
Wow. Do you remember that?
Not at all. I feel after that promotion thing, I should have got hit by that car.
She saved your life. Oh, and all you asked her for was a promotion.
That was before.
But still,
he was demanding a promotion before.
Oh no! This is the worst thing I've ever heard.
Okay, well, what would you like to say to Laura?
I'm sorry, Laura, and I don't even know what to say about the promotion thing.
He doesn't want one.
Yeah, I actually don't want one.
Actually, pay him less. Yeah,
unless you were going to give it to me.
That is bad. Now I'm going to have to suffer with like 3 more days of anxiety. Oh, jeez.
So, when's the next time you're going to have a mimosa?
Saturday.
The Burt Show. Buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Everybody was wondering, how does Adrian Brody's girlfriend feel about the fact that Halle Berry kissed him on the red carpet? Big ol' smooch right in front of her.
It was a kiss-kiss, too.
It was a kiss-kiss. So Adrian Brody's girlfriend is actually responding to the situation that happened during an interview with Access Hollywood. So Adrian Brody, he's in the middle of an interview, and then Halle Berry decided to pull a little prank on him because about 22 years ago, when Adrian Brody won his first Oscar, he gave Halle Berry a big smooch on the Oscars stage. And so she decided to return the favor 2 decades later, right in front of the Access Hollywood cameras and his girlfriend. And people were like, well, if that was me, if I was Adrian Brody's girlfriend, I'd be fighting. I'd be upset.
We had this debate yesterday.
Yeah, we did.
On what we would do, yeah.
On how we would react if the person, you know, somebody just came up and kissed our significant other. And for me, it's like, obviously, this is a joke 20 years in the making. And the fact that she came up, granted, we addressed that she didn't ask. She just basically told his girlfriend who was standing there, sorry.
But I gotta do it.
Gotta do what needs to be done. So his girlfriend is responding and said, it was quite the moment, wasn't it? I mean, how can you deny a man a kiss with Halle Berry? And then she clarified that Adrian was more than fine. And then even Halle Berry has responded saying that Georgina, his girlfriend, was fine with her kissing Adrian. She replied, oh yeah, only because she was fine. Could I do it? So it looks like there's no beef between the two people here. They're fine. It's just a prank. These are two old friends that are just trying to recreate an iconic moment. I think it's very cool that the fact that both times he's won Best Actor, he's gotten a kiss from Halle Berry.
I mean, I'm sure he's not mad at it. And the moment was cool because I wasn't involved. I think we have definitely realized that it goes a little different if it would have been a man in that situation as opposed to a woman.
Coming up and kissing a woman that was standing there doing
it. For sure.
Is Halle Berry with anybody?
I Googled and yesterday didn't look like she was with anybody.
Good question. I don't think so.
I don't think so. But Adrian Brody is now responding to people calling him pretentious because he set the record for the longest Oscars acceptance speech of all time. The original record was held by somebody way, way back in the day, and it was 5 minutes and 30 seconds. And his new record that he has set was 5 minutes and 40 seconds.
Wow.
For context, the average Oscar speech is about 45 seconds.
Yeah, pretentious isn't the word I'm looking for, but it definitely came across, he came across very self-important. And I don't know if that's the definition of pretentious, but it wasn't like so much elitist or pretentious. I was just like, you know, read the room and also get to the point.
Self-important in the sense that, well, if everybody else is given the parameters of 60 seconds, that's your acceptance speech. Mm-hmm. If you're going to go six times the amount or five times the amount, it basically says, well, I don't need to follow the rules because I'm Adrian Brody and I just won Best Actor for the second time.
100%.
That's where, when he's like, I've been here before. I know what I'm doing. I think it was that comment that was like, oh, so since you've won before, you're allowed to have a 10 time longer acceptance speech.
Yeah, you won before once 22 years ago, my guy. It's not like you're just constantly up on that stage.
I guess he figured if I'm going to be up here every 22 years, I'm going to get it all out.
Make the most of it. I'm going to flesh out all this time. But he responded on social media and actually had a very brief statement on his Instagram. He said, I got no sleep last night. I'm going to keep this video short because I know I made the longest Oscar speech in history. So I'm going to keep it short. You know, I'm grateful. Keep smiling. And I hope this proves that dreams can come true. And I hope that your dreams come true as well. God bless you.
He didn't address anything. He literally didn't address anything.
He said, sorry, not sorry.
That's exactly what he said.
I was going to say, there was zero sorry in there. And here's the thing. Because of the context of the movie, there were very important messages that he had to deliver. I just felt like had he been more concise, they would have hit better. Instead of people railing on how long it is, they would have focused on the important things that he actually had to say. And they were there. They just got bogged down by way too many words.
Yeah, I guess when you make a 4-hour film, 5 minutes and 40 seconds really doesn't feel that long to Adrian Brody.
Very true.
For more stories, head to the Burt Show podcast on your favorite listening platform.
The Burt Show.
So we had producer Kaylee on earlier to brag on his wife, showing her a little gratitude. And now we have somebody on the show that wants to show a little gratitude to another person on the show. Producer Amber, our phone screener, I'm going to toss it over to you.
All right. Thank you so much, very much, Kristen. I'm actually really excited because I lost a significant amount of weight.
You and go, girl.
Come on now. Thank you. Yeah. I'm feeling very thin, very demure.
I can tell. You're walking with a little bit of confidence. You feel got some me? Swag. Yeah.
You know, and so I want to brag about my buddy Mo. A while back, I came onto the Burt Show sharing with you guys that I wanted to lose some weight and I was looking for a little inspiration. And so what I did is I reached out to Mo behind the scenes and asked him to kind of, I guess, choreograph a workout treatment regimen for myself. And he gave me a 5-day plan, and I have it right here. And so what happened was I did everything he said, plus of some like fun VR things that I like to do. MetaQuest has a great boxing games that kind of get you going and many other fun games that kind of get you moving.
Those are definitely fun.
Oh, they are so much fun, which we got a box on VR one day.
Let's do it.
All right. But I wanted to thank you because not just your knowledge on the human body, because you do know a lot more than people would think, because you're not a professional trainer, but personal trainer, but you do know what you're talking about because you work out in the gym. Mm-hmm. So I told him, he sent me an email asking me about what my goals were.
Were your goals?
So my goals were not to be like super skinny. I just want to get under 200. I was 240 at one point when I was in Los Angeles. I was really depressed. I didn't leave my house much. I worked from home. So, you know, that goes. And also eating healthy is expensive. So my snap, you know, it didn't last as long.
Those smoothies at Erewhon ain't cheap.
Yeah. You know? So I gained a lot of weight, and then the depression happened, so I stopped going out, and the clothes that fits were just like, you know, hoodies, sweatpants, that sort of thing. So I stopped trying.
It becomes cyclical because you get in a funk, and then you don't move as much, and you put on a little weight. And then the depression increases because of the weight gain, and then it amplifies.
Keeps going, and then it becomes hard to move. And then at some point, it became painful to work out, physically painful. My joints, my back, my breast as well. Everything was just, because they're so large, doing jumping jacks was not easy. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So I reached out to Mo, explained what my body type is. I told him what I wanted to do, which was to make my thighs a little thinner because I'm sick. I'm sick of, I could really start a fire.
They just kind of chafing.
Yeah, I could start a fire. You can hear me coming down the hallway. Like, here she comes. So I just
no windbreakers for you, huh?
Yeah. No facts. So I wanted to change certain parts of my body. I wanted to get my waist a little slimmer so I could fit. My goal was to fit the clothes that I already have, and I have nice clothes, but I can't wear them because I can't fit them. So Mo read my email, took it very seriously, sent me a detailed workout plan that was extremely helpful. And I'm sitting here before you now, 15 pounds lighter.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Well, 14 pounds.
That's
yeah.
awesome.
That's so exciting.
I'm feeling good and I'm not giving up. I'm going to keep going because my plan is to get to under 200. And right now, the last time I weighed myself, I was 224. Before that, I was 244. And about 3 years ago when I first started. But when Mo took me on, I was at 236. So I'm feeling a lot better. I'm getting closer to my goal.
So when he first sent that to you, how long did it take for you to implement what the guideline, like some of the advice that he'd given you?
I ain't gonna hold you. It took me like a couple of weeks. I ain't gonna hold you because
baby steps.
I had to
kind of get motivated.
Yeah, I had to like kind of get motivated. And I remember like all the inspirational stories that he shares on his podcast In the Moment, which by the way, thank you for bringing that back up. It's been way too long.
My pleasure.
And so I think because I listened to his podcast and his music as well, he's been an inspiration to me in more than one way. And I kind of thought about it of, well, I don't want to disappoint the guy who inspires me. So let me get to it. So he literally was my inspiration to get it going.
I sincerely appreciate your kind words. You are incredibly too kind. You did the work. You know, I took your request seriously. I certainly did. I wanted to help. I love when people want to work on themselves in any way, shape, or form. So I was just happy that you were willing to actually take the advice and put it to use. And yeah. I'm glad it worked out. I figured it would if you stayed focused, and you did. That's all kudos to you.
Got these happy tears coming out my face right now.
Now, I know we're going to get questions because it's very rare for someone to give someone a workout plan and it actually works, especially like Amber. I think you and I are a lot alike. It takes a lot to get us going.
Yeah.
And a lot of people. So are you willing to share the workout plan so we can put it up at thebertshow.com for anyone who's interested?
Yeah, actually, I printed it out, make a copy for you, and then I'll send that to you. I have no problem sharing that at all.
But now that you have done this, Mo, as far as like working out, you don't do the same thing over and over and over again and never switch it up. Now, at this point, now that she's been doing this, is it time to like readjust or does she just keep with this plan?
It depends. If your goals are still the same, I'm not exactly sure how long you've been doing it, but eventually, yeah, your body will react differently to it because it gets used to it. So it's always important to kind of switch up the workouts and switch up the routines. But if you want me to, update your list a little bit so you could be more excited to continue to go, and that's not a problem.
Yeah, I would like to have my Angela Bassett arms back, please. Thank you.
I see what I could do. Those are some serious arms.
The Bert Show.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Her boyfriend is about to change his appearance and she is not here for it.
Is a man getting plastic surgery?
He's not getting plastic surgery, but he is altering his appearance. And it raises the question, hey, you do what you want to do. As long as it doesn't hurt me, but she's the one that's going to have to look at it every single day. So is there even a compromise here? Cassie, what does your friend's boyfriend want to do?
Oh my God, my friend and her boyfriend, she's 25, he's 27, and they've been together for about 5 years. And I think that's important context. He's a skateboarder, not professionally, but like does it for fun, amateur, but he's really good at it. Except for the time when he missed a flip or whatever and hit his face on the ramp and knocked out his front tooth. Actually, it's not the front tooth. It's like the one next to your front tooth.
The incisor.
Is that what it is?
Sure.
Not the front tooth, the one to the side. Why am I touching my teeth? I don't know. You can't see it. But so he's like, okay. And she's like, all right, no problem. We'll get dental work. You'll get a denture or an implant, whatever they do, and it'll be back to normal. No biggie. And so he's been making appointments and stuff. And then he told her the other day, babe, I'm going to get a gold tooth. I'm going to go instead of like a white denture or whatever, a bright yellow gold tooth. So every time he smiles, that gold tooth will be flashing. And she hates the idea, but the problem is she's a lot like me in that she's like, don't tell me what to do with my body and I'm not going to tell you what to do with yours. But for this, she's like, absolutely not. You cannot get a gold tooth. I refuse, which means he's doubling down. And he's like, you've always said you can't tell people what to do with their bodies. Mm. I want a gold tooth. I think it's going to look amazing. How cool. It's going to make me happy every time I smile. Her thing is, you're 27. You have a corporate job. Maybe don't get the gold tooth because it's right in front and it's going to be very distracting every time you smile. And then she told me, and she told me I could share this. He doesn't know. She's not sure she can be attracted to him with a gold tooth in the front four of his teeth.
A gold tooth is going to change all... they've been together 5 years.
Right.
Yeah. She don't like him that much then.
Yeah, no, she likes him, but it brings up stuff from her past. Like, it's
the
just
gold tooth does?
She grew up in a trailer park, and so there were a lot of people missing teeth and with gold teeth. So in her head, she tried to escape. It was a long thing, but I'm like, all right, there's baggage to this.
I thought you were about to be like, her ex was a pirate.
Yeah. Which, you know, pirates had gold teeth so they could pay for their funerals.
What?
Yeah, that's why they had gold teeth. So if they died in another country, you could yank it out and use it to pay for their funeral.
Wow. Do you know that's why Morgan Freeman wears expensive diamond earrings? Because in case he dies anywhere or whatever, he wants somebody to be able to have money to either pay for his funeral or get his body back to where it belongs.
Oh, wow.
Really?
I'm pretty sure I didn't make that up because that'd be a really weird thing to make up.
Morgan Freeman is basically God. They'll figure it out.
If I die, good luck to my family.
Good luck with this cubic zirconia.
Yeah.
All right, so the question, are we going to allow him to get the gold tooth or not?
I think you kind of have to. I mean, if that's something he really wants to do, I think there's nothing wrong with if she decides to be honest and say that I'm not really on board for it. I don't really care for it. But if he says, listen, this is something I want to do, I feel like you have to let him.
I think he's just being pragmatic. What if he does another kickflip, but this time he dies and his family doesn't know how they're going to get him back to their home state for the funeral? And that gold tooth is going to pay for it. You know, screw wiring or Venmo or whatever you need to get that money to them. Get that gold tooth so they can get his body to his family.
Okay, if we would have believed this, yeah, I was accurate. Morgan Freeman on why he wears two earrings. The truth is, these are worth just enough for someone to buy me a coffin if I die in a strange place. That's why sailors used to wear them, and that's why I do.
Oh. Very cool.
Okay, so if Bart came to me and wanted a gold tooth, and that's what I want you guys to ask yourself. The person that you've been with for 5 years, and I'm going back 5 years in our relationship, and he lost a tooth. I mean, my dude lost a finger, so we're kind of in the same boat, but not really. So if he lost his finger and wanted to get a gold finger.
Gold finger is cool. It's a James Bond movie. I mean, come on.
That's dope.
That really is.
He's walking around with a bionic knuckle.
Yeah,
that's pretty sick.
Mm-hmm.
A gold tooth.
I can't believe I'm going to say this. If that's what he wants, it's not hurting me. And I think, honestly, I think you would get used to it a lot easier. I think I don't think she's giving herself enough credit. And I think you would get used to it a lot easier than you actually think you would.
Abby,
is a no from me, dog. And for that reason, I'm out.
Mo, your lady wants a gold tooth.
I don't think it would bother me that much.
You genuinely, because I'm on my friend's side. I'm like, it's such an upset to the, if you had the gold tooth when I met you, I get it. But it's such an upset to your appearance. I would have a hard time wrapping my head around it.
I think maybe I've just kind of trained myself to, if my lady wants it, that's just what she wants. Like, I'll figure it out. I don't think there's ever anything she would do that would be so disgusting to me that I couldn't deal with it. I would just work around it.
It's fine. Y'all better
whatever
than
makes
me.
You happy.
Yeah, Well, it's split. So let her know. Mo and I, cool with the gold tooth. You and Abby, not so much.
Oh, that's helpful.
I don't want to pay for a funeral either.
This is just an investment
that's
at this
all
point.
It is. The Burt Show.
All right, Abby, you've been making a joke about one thing on air, but after a recent episode of your podcast, Breakup Breakdown, you have decided you're never going to make this joke again.
I know, I'm a hypocrite because I already made this joke on Monday.
You did?
Yeah, I was like, dang, I'm already like one for one. Like 2 days has passed and I've like made this decision that I'm going to stop joking about this on air because now I feel like maybe it's insensitive. And then here I go Monday at 6:30 a.m. making a very quick joke about it.
I want to guess, but then I think that would just get us in a world of hot water. So we're not going to guess what the joke is. But I do want to stress, before you even disclose what it is, let's normalize learning new information or having a new experience that will open your eyes to something that you never thought of or you didn't have a firsthand account. So I would really love for society to normalize that you can change your mind upon hearing or experiencing something new.
And let's normalize learning new information, deciding to move forward and be better, still making the mistake and going, oh, I'll probably make that mistake 7 more more times, but I'm going to try. And that's where I'm at with this particular thing. So this is all having to do with an episode of my podcast that was released last week. I have a podcast that's on Burt's Pioneer Network called The Breakup Breakdown. We dish out salacious breakup stories. It's so, so fun. And last week we had a story that really caught me off guard because at first it started very like, ha-ha, funny. And we were talking about the way that this woman got cheated on by her ex. And it's my favorite kind of episode because I love when we can joke about the hilarity and just absurdity of life sometimes, but then we can really get some good lessons about it. And so this breakup story all had to do with the fact that this woman got cheated on by her boyfriend, but he cheated on her with his cousin. And I make Alabama incest jokes all the time. If we talk about Alabama, I'm always going, oh, yeah, they're screwing their cousins out there. And I made the joke on Monday again about incest. And I should know better because this story turned out to be this really interesting and like well-rounded tale of like, oh my God, yes, like how absurd is it that my boyfriend, soon-to-be husband, cheated on me at a family reunion of all places. But then when you...
Was it really a family reunion?
It was like a family bonfire. So let me, I'll give you the tea on how she found out. So basically they had, I believe, two children together. And he was like, you know, I think at this point we
should have kids together.
Yes, Kristen, the story is crazy.
Wow.
So she has two kids with this guy. And she's like, listen, or he was like, listen, I think we should get married.
Hey, baby mom, I'm going to put a ring on it.
I'm going to put a ring on it. But before we get married, there's something I have to get off my chest. Mm. And she immediately was like, oh, I know where this is going. Like, he's going to say that he cheated on me. And he, of course, says like, yes, he was unfaithful to her. And then, of course, she was like, when, where, who? And he was like, I don't want to tell you who, but it was at, you know, XYZ bonfire. It was that night. And she was thinking about everyone that was there. And she was like, oh, it was just family, couple of friends. And she was like, who was single that was there? And she goes, oh, the only single woman there was his cousin. And so she goes, did you screw your cousin? And he goes, oh, how did you know? And like was totally flabbergasted that she guessed it. And I guess there's a long family history of them together. I guess they lost their virginities to each other. But what was really sad and actually very fascinating to learn about is that, yes, of course, he slept with his cousin and that's very salacious, but this all has to do with generational trauma of this cycle of their families doing the deed with each other, sometimes non-consensually, which that's a whole other layer to it. And I was like, well, dang, maybe I need to stop making incest jokes because it's clearly coming from a place of trauma and actual like crimes that are happening. And it really made me look at the situation a lot differently because at first I was like, wow, that's crazy. But you know, when you look at the deeper meaning of how they got there, it's awful and it's tragic.
You got to the why.
I got to the why.
And see, sometimes it's just no fun to get to the why.
I know. So feel free to call me out if I make an incest joke because I'll probably keep making them
like
on accident.
Like you did on Monday.
Like I did on Monday. So Mo, just hold me accountable.
Mo, over under, she makes another one before the end of the week.
I'm definitely taking the over. 1,000%.
The
Burt
Show.
The Burt Show. Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No